This is WSKG News. A hearing began today on the fate of Carl Paladino. He's a former gubernatorial candidate and Buffalo businessman. The state education department is considering if he should be thrown off the Buffalo School Board. As Karen DeWitt reports, Paladino's controversial comments about the Obamas last December are not the subject of the hearing. Nevertheless, they became an issue.
The hearing, convened by State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia, began with the attorney for the Buffalo School Boards explaining why the board is asking state officials to remove Paladino. Board Attorney Frank Miller says Paladino betrayed his oath of office when he widely disseminated to the media matters that were discussed in private executive sessions of the school board. The issues include details of teacher contract negotiations and some legal settlements. Miller told the commissioner that Paladino's acts were a calculated judgment to further the Buffalo businessman's own political agenda, and that Paladino believes he is a law unto himself. Miller argues that the board would be restored to a functioning governing body if only Paladino would go. The charges are not about the controversial remarks Paladino made to a local weekly newspaper, Art Voice, about President and Mrs. Obama that many found offensive and racist. Paladino's attorney is Dennis Vacco, a former New York State Attorney General. Vacco, in laying out the defense, immediately addressed the remarks. He said they were low and unfortunate, but he says the remarks were constitutionally protected free speech. No audio or video recording of the hearing is allowed, but Vacco spoke to reporters during a break in the proceedings.
This is all a charade, that the petition itself is really a subterfuge to get at Carl Paladino in retaliation for his intemperate remarks that he made on December 23rd in Art Voice.
Vacco, in the hearing, said Paladino felt he had a duty to the public to disclose what was said in the executive sessions because they pertained to a union contract proposal that he believed could be a budget buster for the district. And Vacco countercharged that the executive sessions themselves are illegal because they were improperly convened. The first witness was Buffalo School Board President Barbara Seals Nevergold. She, along with other board members, signed a petition to remove Paladino from the board. Nevergold testified that Paladino, at the time of the meetings, last fall and early winter, never complained that the executive sessions weren't following protocol. She also testified that Paladino never said in the meetings that he thought the teacher contract might be illegal, something Paladino claimed in interviews with the media. The hearing was only sparsely attended, but one of those witnessing the events is New York State School Board's Executive Director, Tim Creamer.
We're impartial as far as the outcome here, but what we want to see is that the process is done fairly and that it is thorough and that both sides feel as if they have had their day in court, so to speak, and that a decision is made that is legitimate and well-founded.
Creamer says holding a lengthy hearing on whether to remove a local board member is unprecedented, but he says Paladino has become a lightning rod. The hearing is expected to last several days. Commissioner Elia will then issue a written judgment on whether Paladino should be removed from the board or whether he can stay. Regardless of that decision, though, Paladino has vowed to file a federal lawsuit on the grounds that his right to free speech was violated. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.